right, back here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. Appreciate Jacob and Sam there in the hour. If you want to hear either of those interviews, you can go to the radio replay.
They're
1620thezone.com. They are up already. We love that.
I can post things on the internet very quickly. I'm not so quick on the calls because I am a millennial and calling people does give me anxiety.
What does this do? What does this phone do?
Well, when I have to talk to people, I don't like it.
Sounds ridiculous. But now we have odd news to round things out for the hour.
We do. Yesterday we told you about Budweiser and their golden ticket promotion.
Yes.
Lay's Potato Chips has said, hold my beer. Nah, I see what I did there.
Nice.
It's clever. It's fun. We like to have fun here. Lay's Potato Chips, they have grown potatoes with dirt from 29 NFL stadiums and turned them into chips.
So I don't think you'd taste the difference here.
I don't think you would, right. But they will gladly charge you more per bag to slap your favorite team's NFL logo on it.
I sometimes will be a sucker on these, like a commemorative bag or like a different looking Pepsi or Coke can or something like that. It's like, yeah, I'll buy that. Maybe with the intention of maybe I'll keep it or, you know, it'll be unique down the line. Mm-hmm. Now I have never kept a weird looking Pepsi can or a Coke can or anything like that, or a different bag of potato chips, but I would probably be a sucker on this.
Bud Light had the team cans a couple years ago. I've got a Tennessee Titans one. It amazingly has not exploded.
More likely probably to buy the Busch Lights when they turn them orange for the year, like for hunting season or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to celebrate Lay's return to Super Bowl advertising, Lay's has not had a Super Bowl commercial in 17 years. Did you know that? I didn't.
No idea.
Yeah.
They've been overtaken by Doritos.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Same Frito-Lay umbrella. But yeah, Lay's.
They're jumping back into the game.
Original Lay's potato chips. They are reminding football fans of their long legacy of farming. The brand has launched Lay's Golden Grounds, NFL team-branded potato chips made with spuds grown in fields that have been mixed with a bit of dirt from 29 of the league's teams.
So that's already so vague. Like, that's already so little. Like, there's a little bit of dirt from the stadium mixed in with other dirt where we grow the potatoes, where then they turn into chips eventually.
A lot of these stadiums do not have dirt.
They don't have dirt
anymore. But so
it feels like maybe that's a lie, but I don't know why you would go to that great lengths to lie about it.
Now, a mere 200 bags, 200 bags for each team were produced. So
that's it.
These might not trickle down to Omaha. Jeez. They might stay strictly in each team's market because they're so rare. But I've said a couple of times 29 NFL teams. There are, of course, 32 NFL teams. Would you like to guess which teams did not participate in this? And I don't know why they didn't participate.
Wow.
Just there are three teams that are not participating.
Yeah, are any of them like on brand? Like, you know, it makes sense why they wouldn't? Is it just random?
It feels more random.
Okay. Let's say the Minnesota Vikings.
No, they have a bag. They are represented here.
Probably not a Midwest team.
I think all three of these would qualify as Midwest, but not as Midwest as
Tennessee.
No, they are represented here. A couple in the Rust Belt, I guess, is where you would probably place them. Someone from New York might say these are Midwest teams.
The Bengals?
Yes, they are one that does not have a bag.
The Browns?
Yes.
Interesting. Ohio's out on Lay's.
Yeah, Ohio not playing this. You don't mess with farming in Ohio.
And let's just go to the next nearest one, the Colts.
No, we actually go to the other side of us here. For the Broncos. The
Broncos.
Are not playing this game.
Huh. Odd. Maybe it has something to do with their states and in their chip buying habits or something like that.
Oh, wow. Now here's something, because I don't really read these articles until I get in the studio, because why? You cannot buy these in stores. Football fans who want to secure a bag have to follow at Lays on Twitter and watch for Golden Ground sweepstakes.
No, it's officially too much. I officially don't care about it anymore.
If I have to go to your website and buy some, sure. Like, okay, you know, these
I'm not ordering potato chips on the internet.
I'm not.
I'm barely buying potato chips. And if it's a good deal at the store, I will buy the potato chips. That's it. It's a rare circumstance in the first place. There's no way I'm buying them off the internet.
Here's something you're not doing anymore either.
Okay.
Buying a CD.
Nope. That is correct.
Do you know the last CD you bought? Did you ever buy CDs?
Oh, yeah. I bought CDs. Okay. I was pretty shell-shocked when they stopped doing CDs.
Okay.
And I had to have my tiny little MP3 player.
Old man vibes coming across. Uh-huh. I like that. I like that. It's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I remember having a Creed CD. Yeah. I really enjoyed the Creed, you know, the one that had all the good songs
on it. I'll take you higher. Don't worry.
Yep. That's the one. I think it was called Weathered. I believe that's what the album was called.
I believe there was a large, I heard that song during the Salt Lake City Olympics a lot, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's just say that that was the last CD I bought.
Okay.
Creed Weathered.
Well, the Pope, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pope.
I am familiar.
Of Pope fame. He recently snuck off, I guess, to buy a CD earlier this week.
We lost track of the Pope, and it turned out he was buying a CD.
Pope is a big fan of music. He says Mozart lifts you closer to God. But it still came as something of a shock to see the 85-year-old pontiff coming out of a downtown Rome record shop late Tuesday with a CD in hand.
Was he wearing his Pope hat?
He was. He was in full Pope regalia.
Oh, no.
And by himself. Like, he was not in the Pope-mobile. Like, there's a photo attached to this story.
And if you're working at the store, you're probably like, this is a joke, right? This is not the real Pope.
And you would obviously think it's a fake, even in Rome. But, yeah. And then you get into this whole, like, well, he's the Pope. Do I charge him? Oh, but he can't steal. He's the Pope.
Right.
So.
I start asking him questions. Like, you know, why are you here? Give me some background here. Do you think the Pope has like a driver's license? Do you think the Pope has like an ID? Or does he just walk around with this Pope hat on?
No, like, I'm the Pope. Yeah, the hat is the ID, right? he slept inside the record store and stayed for about 12 minutes chatting with owners. Who then recounted what had transpired. It turned out a former cardinal was a customer during his visits in Rome and had promised, hey, I'm going to come back here next time.
Okay, great.
So Pope, I guess, a man of his word.
The Amazing Daniel says on Twitter, the Creed CD, quote, this is what I said, the Creed CD with all the good songs on it.
Yeah.
No, man, you should have led with this one on your first day of getting to know me. I liked Creed. Who didn't like Creed in the early 2000s?
I admit the
come on.
The first album, I was in on Creed.
Let's be real here.
Now, this does answer our question, this article. This is very rare. The Pope did not buy anything, but shop owners gave him a CD of classical music.
Well, that's nice.
The Pope.
The Pope.
Putting out small business owners.
Yeah, the Pope didn't want to. He was just looking. Excuse me, Pope, is there anything I could help you find today?
Looking for something particular.
No, I'm just looking.
I got it.
No, I'm just looking.
I got it.
Well, there has to be a reason why you're here. We can't let you leave empty-handed.
Thumbing through the albums. Got it.
Gave him a free CD. That's nice.
And we end this segment with the story of a personal trainer, 64 years young. He is suing a luxury health club where he worked for age discrimination. Because they refuse to play any music that is more than 18 months old.
Wow. That is a fair lawsuit, I think.
This is a weird rule.
It is a very weird rule.
Now, this is in London. The health club chain is titled Third Space.
Yeah.
The man started working there in 2001. A new policy said any music played in the club has to have been recorded within 18 months.
I understand the clientele. I can see it. Mm-hmm. It's in front of my eyes right now.
Yeah.
I understand what that looks like. But come on, 18 months? It's awfully strict.
The case was thrown out, and gym employee is still upset. Now, here's where it gets to another level of weird. This gentleman working at a London health club, his name, Fitzroy Gaines.
That's not real, right?
That's fake. That's not real. That's fake.
I didn't know you had to have a trainer name.
Gotta go to the health club, see Mr. Gaines.
What's his fake first name?
Fitzroy. Yeah, the name does not sound real to me.
Now I get it.
Got some.
Come to the health club, which is called something, you know, really new and hip and cool.
Membership is £200 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
And come train with very Instagram famous Fitzroy Gaines.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this athletic club.
The club argues that songs made years ago just don't sound as good when played through their sound systems. I don't know that that's entirely true.
Kids these days.
Head of the group exercise team, who has a background in music industry, Anthony Stewart, told the court that modern music simply sounds better than the tracks recorded in the past.
It's like your opinion, man. This is tough for Mr. Gaines because, I mean, he's being phased out. His opinion isn't respected simply because of his age. I think he has a good case here, and even when he got to court, it seems like he wasn't really respected.
Fitzroy Gaines, very active on the IG.
Oh, I would imagine so. With a name like Fitzroy Gaines.
He looks the part, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
I would say that he should probably take his talents to a different gym where they appreciate him a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe they'll let him play his music.
Value yourself a little bit more, Mr. Yeah. Gaines.
Yeah. You don't have to work at this particular club. You could start your own club. You could be an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
Play whatever music you want.
Yep. Play only songs that happened 40 years ago or more. And it's the same exact club.
Mm-hmm.
That is odd news with Oddson. And it keeps getting odder. More odd. That's for sure. We'll come back. More up next on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.